Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. It's Friday, June the 18th. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. Our top story today is that a Kent Hospital Trust has been fined £733,000 following the death of a baby boy. Harry Richford was just 7 days old when he died following a traumatic birth at the QEQM Hospital in Margate in 2017. In the first case of its kind, East Kent Hospitals Trust was charged with failing to provide safe care and treatment to both Harry and his mum, Sarah. At a hearing in April, they pleaded guilty and today were told to pay the fine, along with £28,000 in costs. Well, Harry's dad, Tom, has previously spoken about what happened to his family.
We, at the time, knew no better, so we put our faith into the experts, the doctors themselves, and the nurses, the midwives, and we really trusted everything they said. They said, try this drug, this might help, try and do this, try and do that, and we did everything they suggested. And ultimately they failed Harry, and because of that he passed away. And really since then we've had to really investigate and push really hard to find out what has gone on, because the trust did their own internal investigation, and the results which came out of that internal investigation were completely wrong and inaccurate. So when we had this meeting to go over their investigation, it threw up more questions than it answered, and we wanted answers to those questions, so we then had to go and find those out ourselves. So we did lots of research online, we did freedom of information requests, we read board reports, and eventually it told a really grim story. And we found out that in the 2015, the RCOG, the sort of experts of gynecology and obstetrics, turned around to the trust and said, if you don't do this, this and this, then chances are that a baby and or mother will die. And that's what the report was issued to the trust in early 2016. And in late 2017, November, Harry died in exactly the way the RCOG had described 2 years earlier. And that's unacceptable, to know of a mistake, not do anything to mitigate the circumstances surrounding that, the potential errors that could happen, and then them happen and it caused a death.
Last year, following a three-week inquest, a coroner ruled that Harry's death was wholly avoidable. It heard about panic amongst staff during the baby's delivery and how Harry was silent and floppy after being delivered by emergency caesarean. An anaesthetist dealing with mum Sarah had to step in after a locum registrar failed to get Harry breathing after 28 minutes. The inquest was told had he been successfully resuscitated within 10 to 15 minutes, he would have survived and not suffered irreversible brain damage. Niall Dixon, CBE, is chair of East Kent Hospitals and says the trust apologises unreservedly to the Richford family. In a statement, he says, Harry's parents expected that they would return home with a healthy baby and we failed them. We fully acknowledge the mistakes that we made. I share the commitment of our midwives and doctors who work to provide high quality maternity care to the thousands of women who give birth at our hospitals each year. I know that today we have more senior doctors, more stringent checks on those we employ, strengthened training for our maternity staff, and better monitoring of babies during labour. There is always more to do, and we will continue to build on the steps that have been taken to improve the service we offer. You can also read this story today at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Figures show nearly all cases of coronavirus in the UK are now the Delta or Indian variant. Public Health England say there's been an increase of 33,630 infections in the last week. Officials say vaccines are still protecting against serious illness, though, and the risk of needing hospital treatment. Everyone over the age of 18 can now book their jab. Here's Ashford GP, Dr. Jack Jacobs.
The uptake has so far been good in younger age groups. I think it's just a more difficult time of year. Young people might be at work or at college. So I think we have to be realistic in, you know, the rate of uptake. But definitely there are more positives than negatives.
Meantime, three walk-in COVID vaccination clinics will be open in Kent this weekend. Two are in Canterbury at the Sea Cadet site and Christchurch Uni. The other is at the former Saga building in Ramsgate. Anyone over the age of 18 can turn up to get a jab without booking an appointment. Detectives investigating the shooting of Black Lives Matter activist Sasha Johnson have charged a Gravesend man with conspiracy to murder. She's still in a critical condition in hospital after being shot in Peckham last month. A 25-year-old is due in court along with a 19-year-old man from Southwark. Two others have previously been charged with the same offence. A cat has been killed after being attacked by a dog in Whitstable. The cat's owner was also injured when the dog wandered onto the driveway of his property in Russell Drive. We're told it's being investigated by police after the dog's owner allegedly walked away without saying anything. Now, there's still a weather warning in force for thunderstorms in Kent. The weather has been pretty atrocious, hasn't it, over the past few days. Well, forecasters say we could still experience heavy showers through until 9 tomorrow morning. Again, there's a chance of some travel disruption and possibly flooding as well. You can follow our travel blog at Kent Online for details of any disruption on the roads. We're also going to have regular travel updates on our sister radio station KMFM. Staying with transport, and a new type of bus that doesn't produce any harmful emissions is being tried out in Kent. The vehicle will travel on routes around Sevenoaks as part of a two-week trial. It's powered by hydrogen and is the first of its kind in the county. Austin Blackburn is the managing director of Go Coach.
It's the future technology for some transport in the world, not even this country. I think, you know, vehicles that work really hard, that maybe don't return back to their base every night, then hydrogen is one of the options that's going to be there to give them zero emissions in the future. They come at a scary price. This one is a little under £500,000. But if you think that the hydrogen buses that were in London about 10 years ago cost £1 million, you can see that the prices are coming down. So it will become more affordable as time goes on. This vehicle will give you zero emissions over a greater range or in different circumstances, but it's just not practical to have battery electric. So the only emission that this vehicle has is water, H2O.
And would you be able to drink it, do you think?
Well, I tried it yesterday and it tastes a little bit tinny, but yeah, you can drink it. You know, it doesn't taste of a lot, to be honest, but clearly if you can drink it, it can't be doing bad things to the environment.
Are there any downsides that you've seen yet?
There's no major downside. The biggest thing at the moment is where you get your hydrogen from. And at the moment, we're having to take this to near Heathrow to fuel it. So it's not practical for this area. But as more hydrogen refuelling comes along, and more green hydrogen, which is the most important thing, because some of the methods that we produce hydrogen with also produce carbon dioxide, I see it as a plausible alternative to the future.
Kent Online reports.
Buses are going to be avoiding going through Maidstone town centre during England's Euros game against Scotland tonight. Arriva says it's changing its route and will also do the same on Tuesday night when England are playing the Czech Republic. They've had issues in the past with fans surrounding buses and intimidating drivers and passengers. Work on a so-called Millionaires Row housing estate near Canterbury is almost complete, with one home worth a staggering £1.4 million. The development in Stelling Minas should be finished in the coming weeks and includes properties with up to 6 bedrooms within the Kent Downs area of outstanding natural beauty. You can see what they look like at Kent Online. Fundraising for a statue of Force's sweetheart Dame Vera Lynn on the White Cliffs of Dover has been officially launched today. She died last year, aged 103, and her wartime song, We'll Meet Again, became an anthem during the first lockdown. Sculptor Paul Day, who created the Battle of Britain Memorial in London, has been commissioned to create the statue, which is expected to cost around £1.5 million. Meantime, a footpath and meadow in the town have also been named after Dame Vera. Virginia Portman is the National Trust's general manager of the White Cliffs of Dover.
As the one-year anniversary of Dame Vera's passing approached, we always knew that as a team we wanted to do something to remember her. And so we spoke with our Dover District Council colleagues because we thought it would be appropriate that we did something jointly as a local community. So they had the idea to rename the path that comes up from the town. And at the same time, we wanted to name this meadow after her. We thought it was an appropriate way to remember her and to remember her association with the cliffs. So it was a joint, I'd say, community approach that we took. She's obviously much loved by the local community, and the team here at the National Trust and everyone that's involved with looking after this landscape holds her very dear to their hearts. And in 2017, the opportunity arose for the National Trust to acquire a further 178 acres of land at the White Cliffs of Dover. And Dame Vera was kind enough to lend her name to the fundraising appeal that enabled us to raise the funds to purchase the land. And so, you know, without her support, who knows, you know, how successful that appeal would have been. But when you look around today at the meadow and see all the flowers and listen to that bird song, And it makes you realise, you know, just what a significant thing that she's done for us. And we want to memorialise her and remember her forever.
We've also been speaking to Dame Vera's daughter, Virginia Lewis-Jones.
She didn't know the town terribly well. I mean, obviously we've been through it, but she hasn't been a visitor per se for Dover. But obviously there's always been that association with the White Cliffs, primarily because of the song. And that was a very, very close association for her because, as I say, the song, Bluebirds or Not. she just loves the area, loves the country. I couldn't even begin to go through the list of campaigns that she headed. But this particular one we were asked because the National Trust wanted to buy back this particular meadow and or downland. And so she was asked if she would head it, and she said yes. And we made the most extraordinary amount of money, well over £1 million, in about 8 days, which was fantastic. I'm sure she'd be thrilled a bit. She always loved flowers and gardening, and so this whole downland named after her is fantastic. And also the Dame Vera Lynn Way was super. And the fact that there will be a memorial, which we think is a very, you know, fitting place to have it in Dover. And of course, the District Council have been absolutely wonderful, and they're backing it 100%. And we're all very thrilled. And I know she would be quite surprised, I think, to know that there was going to be a memorial for her here. But it's a wonderful idea.
A woman who fell from the roof of a house in Maidstone as a toddler has managed to track down the family of the man who saved her. Claire Sharp put an appeal on Facebook to try and track down Bill Millen, who caught her when she was only 2 years old. Sadly, he passed away in 2005, but she's been back to the town from her home in Yorkshire to meet his family and lay flowers on his grave. Footprints of the last dinosaur to walk in the UK have been found in Kent. Scientists discovered the 110 million-year-old fossils in Folkestone after they were exposed by storms near the White Cliffs. The prints were left by ankylosaurs. You can see a picture of them on the website. It's the last chance to register for free tickets to this year's Kent Bigger Weekend. The event, which sees tourist attractions in the county open their doors without charge, has been extended. It'll run from the 26th of June right through to the 23rd of July. Showbiz for you to finish off today, and Bill and Ted and Mae Muller have been on our sister radio station KMFM to talk about their new track, When You're Out. They joined Emma Jo on the hit list last night.
It was just good energy from the very start, and we literally went in, vocaled it. It was like a one day vocal write, and then it just kind of grew from there, and it's been a lot of fun. And it was kind of, it was sort of in the pipeline for like a long time, so just to have it out and into the world and seeing how many people are like enjoying it, it's the best. It's been a very positive experience.
Oh, it really has. It is such a tune as well. It's like the perfect summer tune. It is so, so good. And Bill and Ted, can we talk about the video? What happens in the video? Talk me through it.
So we're doing the video in a week or two. We're not going to reveal too much, but we can reveal that there will be a DeLorean from Back to the Future in it, and maybe a couple of horses.
Maybe.
Oh!
Yeah, we'll see.
Really? Are you all riding on the horses? Is that what happens?
That's the plan, but we'll see. We'll see if the label will bite on it.
You know? Oh, yeah, my God. This is so exciting. Have you guys ridden horses before?
I mean, I'm 6'7", so I don't think that's a good idea, personally.
Right.
Maybe when I was a spring chicken, but
yeah, it's been a while.
May, I'm warning you now, it really hurts. I'm just throwing that out there. It is a painful experience.
I'm just imagining Sam riding a horse, and it's just really like some strong imagery. It's hilarious. We need to make this happen.
I can't help but think that my feet would just scrape on the ground.
Oh my God!
Imagine you on a Shetland pony.
The poor pony. Please don't do that.
Horse.
Yeah.
No, we won't. No, love, respect, animals.
Do you know what? I'm so excited to watch this video, and you haven't even filmed it yet. I'm just buzzing. It's going to be so good.
If you missed it, you can hear the full chat at kmfm.co.uk. While you're there, you can also hear from Tom Grennan, who was on Breakfast with Gary and Laura earlier. He's been talking about teaming up with Calvin Harris for track By Your Side.
I'm just blown away by it, to be honest. Like, I got the message. He messaged me on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know that he followed me. I was on the toilet when he messaged me. And I was like... And
brilliant.
I was like, oh my gosh, Calvin Harris messaged me. So I messaged him saying, I would love to do a song. I'd love to do it. And
wow.
Then he just kind of was like, I've got this song and I'd love you to write on it and to see what you could do with it. And he kind of explained what what the song was about and what he wanted to go into the world. And obviously with what everything that's going on at the moment, he was like, I just want to make a positive song that everybody can dance to.
It's currently at number 4 on the Kent Top 40. Alex and Noomi will be back with the chart on Sunday afternoon.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and it's England v Scotland at the Euros tonight. Gareth Southgate's side will be hoping to build on their opening group game win over Croatia, while Scotland want to bounce back from a 2-0 defeat to the Czech Republic. And who better then to speak to ahead of the game than Gillingham's Scottish manager, Steve Evans.
Text Gareth Southgate about a week ago, good luck, and had a bit of banter. But yeah, listen, I don't hide it. I'm a proud Scotsman and I want to win at Wembley. You know, normally when I go to Wembley, I win, as people know. So listen, in all seriousness, one game at a time, and I'm sure, you know, all around the world they'll be watching. It's a special occasion when England plays Scotland. No, I think for some of the England boys, it's like a final, isn't it? You know, certainly when we played games in the past and we do England v Scotland, etc., it's always competitive. But I have to say, I'm really brilliantly pleased to see young Calvin Phillips continue to do what he did. I inherited him at Leeds as a kid and helped a little bit along his way, but he's gone on to where no one thought he would ever get to. I mean, I've watched him a lot in the Premier League in the last season and the Championship before that, where he was just simply the Championship's best player. I think I'm on record saying that many times. But do I want to beat him? Do I want the midfield players to run off him at Wembley? Yes, of course we do. We want to win, but at the same token, we're realists.
Kick-off tonight is at 8. Don't forget to social us with your score predictions. In the meantime, Kent Ferret has predicted that England are actually going to lose that match tonight against Scotland. The RSPCA Centre in Leybourne has been getting animals to choose a winner by putting food on 2 different flags and seeing which one they go to. Last week, one of their dogs correctly predicted England would beat Croatia. Well, we will wait and see what happens. You can see the videos of them at Kent Online. That's all for today. Thanks ever so much for listening and for downloading the podcast this week. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. You can also subscribe to the IM News app, which will give you access to all KM Group newspapers. Just head to subsaver.co.uk. We will, of course, be bringing you all of the top stories from across the county over the weekend at Kent Online. Do have a fabulous couple of days.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online podcast.